You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yes, Taylor's in the news for a variety of reasons. She just got named the number one nomination leader in the Billboard Music Awards with 20 nominations.
Oh, God.
It's almost as if there are no other artists right now.
I'm not real happy with Taylor Swift right now because I was up multiple times throughout the night, and then finally at 2 a.m. it was just like I'm up, because I consistently now, since I went and saw the concert movie, have Taylor Swift earworms, and they come to me while I'm sleeping, and Taylor Swift is in heavy rotation at my house with my daughter, who always has it playing on the Alexa. And so now it's just so ingrained in me that the songs are in my head at night and it wakes me up. And I could not sleep last night because Karma Is My Boyfriend was like over.
You're
going
to have a talk with Taylor. And here it's not going to get any better, because today is the release date for one of her re-recorded albums. Today she's putting out the 1989 Taylor's version.
Yep.
That's the one that has some of her bigger hits like Shake It Off and Bad Blood. Plus, this new re-recorded version is going to have 5 previously unreleased songs that she has kept in the vault.
Yay.
That's gone. So you'll get those on your Alexa device with your daughter today.
It's nonstop, man.
Hey, listen to this for old school people. Simon Le Bon, he's the lead singer guy from Duran Duran. He turns 65 today. Get a load of that. And check this out. Duran Duran has a new Halloween-inspired album that is out today.
Spooktacular.
They do some covers in it, like the Talking Heads classic Psycho Killer. So anyway, new Duran Duran is out today. And have you seen all this hype going on about the, quote, last Beatles song?
Yep.
It's going to be released next week. It's called Now and Then. What they did is took some old John Lennon music that he'd recorded onto a cassette, and they have added Paul and Ringo and, yes, even George Harrison, who died over 20 years ago. They've got his guitar work because the 3 surviving Beatles at the time, back in the 90s, had done some work on it. But they decided the technology wasn't good enough at that time to repair the cassette quality from John's recording. Now they do. And you know who they thank for that? Peter Jackson, that director of the Lord of the Rings and stuff like that, because he came up with technology that can separate various sounds from a tape.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty wild technology, I've got to say. Anyway, so there's a lot of music news for you. What else is going on? How about movies? Let's see if you're going to go see any of these, Jeremy. New movie's out today, Five Nights at Freddy's. You want me to tell you what that's about?
Well, I already know. All the middle school boys are just obsessed with this goofy game and series.
Yeah, it's a horror video game series. So the movie is about a new security guard who begins working at an abandoned pizza joint. My question is, why would an abandoned restaurant need a security guard? Anyway, he quickly learns, Jeremy, that after midnight, the restaurant's animatronic mascots move and kill anyone there.
And he's there for squatters, Dom. He's got to keep the squatters out.
Gotcha. Okay. It's also streaming on Peacock, which is probably right where it belongs. So anyway, that's out today. Then there's a movie. Were we just talking about
John Cena, yeah.
John Cena. We were just talking about him yesterday. One of our listeners called in and said he was so overrated. He's got a new movie out today called Freelance. He plays a retired special forces officer from the Army, of course, who takes a job doing security for a journalist who's going to be interviewing a dictator. But Jeremy, during the interview, a military coup breaks out, and the 3 of them are forced to escape into the jungle.
That's not coup.
Are you going to watch that one?
Nope.
Okay. What about this one? It's called After Death. Now, this one is a faith-based documentary about the afterlife. This one is actually kind of interesting.
I watched the trailer on this, actually. It's pretty trippy.
Did you?
Yeah.
It includes stories of near-death experiences from the survivors, plus commentary from authors, scientists, and medical experts. Anyway, so those are the movies that you can go see today. And then some news for nerds on a Friday. How about this? Researchers in Finland have created what they say is the most water-resistant material of all time.
Really?
And they say that this could have huge implications for things like your pots and pans, plumbing, your defrost on your automobile, and stuff like that.
I was thinking of, like, clothing for, like, the seals or something, you know? Like, they're hopping out of a boat, and I don't know.
I'm sure.
That's neat.
It's micro-layering. Anyway, it's all very cool. It's an interesting story. I'll probably put it in the Mindbender Club mailer today if you want to get more. 4 cups of coffee a day might keep you from getting frail in your old age. How many cups are you drinking these days?
Just one in the morning.
That's it?
That's it, yeah.
Well, you got to up your game if you don't want to be frail.
It's a big cup, though.
And good news, those of you who are taking Viagra or have a partner who is taking Viagra, research now shows that it might cut the risk of Alzheimer's by as much as 60%.
This is why you're so sharp, man.
I'm sharp as a tack, man. You bet. Okay.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
I am so sorry. I have to go back a step and give you more Taylor Swift news. I am so, so sorry about this. But this broke about 6 hours ago. I just posed this question a couple days ago on Trending. When would Tay-Tay become a billionaire? Well, as of 6 hours ago, it's official that Taylor Swift has reached billionaire status.
Uh-huh.
With her net worth now standing at $1.1 billion. And they said, yep, thanks in part largely to the Eras Tour that they say also significantly boosted the United States economy because of this tour. They say the tour in all is expected to gross about $2.2 billion in North American ticket sales alone, making it the highest grossing tour ever. But yeah, we were chatting about this just the other day. How soon before Tay-Tay's a billionaire? And here she is. She has arrived.
We were predicting that it would be within the next year.
I think
we
said 6 months.
Week.
Yeah, it was within just a couple days, like 6 days even. So anyway, Tay-Tay's making that cash money. All right, some big exciting local news. The Denver Zoo is welcoming a new resident in hopes of adding some tiger cubs to the zoo family. Victor, a 12-year-old tiger, is joining the zoo from North Dakota. And yeah, he's here on breeding recommendations from various zoo associations, whatever. Once he gets settled, they're going to introduce him to Nikita, a 13-year-old female at the zoo, and that's when the loving's going to begin, DT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, girl, you want to tangle them stripes up? Meow. So that's pretty cool, because I guess these tigers are endangered, so they just need them to get freaky deaky. Kind of neat. Jason Momoa, he's been in the news. We talked about him a lot yesterday because he was in town, but this is kind of a cute story. He was reunited with his high school girlfriend during a hometown visit to this little town in Iowa where he's out promoting his vodka. Her name is Lindsay Aaron, and she said when she heard that he was coming to town, she decided to stand in line so she could catch up with him. She said it was fun seeing him. When he saw her, he was like, Lindsay, and he invited her out for drinks and stuff. But she's like, I can't go because I have kids now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a cute picture of those two floating around the interwebs this morning if you're interested.
She also said something that we were talking about yesterday, too. We were even talking about maybe doing a segment on this, how when you first met someone, you couldn't stand them.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, years later, you got married to them. She said when she first met him in high school, she didn't like him. She thought he was a big meathead and was rude.
Cocky, is what she said, yeah.
And then fell in love.
Oh, boy. And then let him go. Oh, my God. Imagine if things had stuck together. Hey, Justin Timberlake had to turn off his Instagram comments after receiving backlash over this Britney Spears book. Sources saying that he's had enough of the hateful, disgusting things that people are saying on his page. She's, you know, digging up a lot of dirt on JT, so people are, I guess, coming to her defense, but you know who's coming to his defense? All the NSYNC bandmates, all of his friends are like, no, he's a great guy. He didn't do any of this because they like getting that check, Dom. They sure do. I was in a store last night and I picked up a copy of Brit's book, and it's 287 pages, mm-hmm. but the margins on the pages are easily 1.5 to 2 inches. So it's just like it's the little middle section of each page. If it had normal margins, I bet this book would be like 75 pages.
It would be about the size of a Dr. Seuss book and probably about the same intellectual level,
too. I was looking at this. I'm like, they really milked this to get this many pages out of it. The margins are massive. And it was like $12 million for this book, and I held it up in the air. Hey, an iconic bat suit is going up for auction. It's the George Clooney bat suit, Dom. It's the one that everyone made fun of because there was bat nipples on it. It's the nipple suit. Right. It's from the 1997 film Batman and Robin, going up for auction, starting bid $50,000. Posted some pictures of it. It's still in pretty decent shape. What's surprising to me is that George Clooney would not want that, like at one of his mansions, just behind glass, you know, to say I was part of Batman film history. I would totally keep that.
Yeah, or buy I would just take a picture and pull it up on my phone if people wanted to see it. Yeah, I wore this.
No,
let's get on
I would
life.
Totally keep that at my house, man. That's pretty darn cool. Anything else going on? Oh, I do want to tell you this one story really quick because it's pretty damn funny. There's a firefighter in, I think it was D.C., Washington, D.C., responding to a report of a woman suffering from chest pain. And on the way to the call, he stopped at Chick-fil-A to pick up his order. The firefighter is claiming that he and his partner ordered through the app before the call came in. So, hey, they had a hankering for some chicky nuggies or something. And they stopped in and picked up the order before they went on the call. They said that they were there for, quote, literally a few minutes tops.
Right.
There was no delay in patient care or response, is their other quote. Anyway, the one guy was terminated immediately, and they're awaiting word on the other guy. But hey, man, I kind of get it, right? When you got a hankering, you got a hankering.
Hard to pass up Chick-fil-A.
It's really hard to pass it up. All right, it's also hard to pass up Croctober. Croctober. Make your way over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I've had a request for some dips. Put some dips on there. So today, it's called Croc and Taco Party Dip. And it's essentially like just a taco dip it's a dip that tastes like tacos. It's like that cheeseburger soup I posted the other day. So you can check it out on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Croctober. So it's not like a cheese queso type of dip.
No, there's like ground beef in it, refried beans, salsa, sour cream.
Oh, yeah.
Jalapenos. It's like a liquid taco, essentially.